really unusual. I've seen many galaxies. I've been in the profession some 20 years. Galaxies tend to be shaped disc-like with a spiral pattern. The Milky Way, our galaxy, has a spiral pattern. Most galaxies are like this. Some galaxies are oval. This galaxy looks like a rectangle. And the most closest description we've come up with is an emerald-cut diamond. The outer edges of this galaxy resemble very much the shape of an emerald-cut diamond.
So this is pretty exciting in the world of astronomy by the sounds of things, then.
Oh, my colleagues are flabbergasted when they see the image. When I first saw the image, I was just staring at the screen. My jaw dropped. It's an unusual galaxy for sure.
How far away is this galaxy?
All right. I will tell you in light years, and then I'll tell you what a light year is.
Yep.
It's 70 million light years away. And to give you an idea of a light year, light travels at a speed that would go around the world 7 times in 1 second. So that's the speed of light. Now, a light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year. And that's about 10 million kilometres. So this galaxy which we found is 70 million light years away.
We're talking about a fair way away.
Yeah, it's not something you can visit on the weekend.
How do you go about discovering something like this galaxy when it is so far away? Obviously something we can't see with the naked eye.
That's right, you can't. If you had a big telescope, from Queensland, you would be able to see it, but with a naked eye, not a chance. We found it. We had telescope time in Hawaii using the Subaru telescope. That's a telescope whose primary mirror, the main mirror, is 8 metres across, which is bigger than my living room. So it's a big piece of glass, and we stared at a patch of space, actually looking at a different galaxy for another program. And it wasn't until a couple of years after we took the original image that we saw in the edge of our image this little square galaxy. So it was by chance with a big telescope which happened to have a big field of view.
And what is the galaxy made up of? What does it contain?
Like most galaxies, it's predominantly stars. There's several billion stars in this galaxy. But it's not a big galaxy. It's rather faint. It's probably about 50 times fainter than our galaxy, the Milky Way. And thrown into the mix, there's gas, which will form new stars, and there's dust as well. When stars evolve, they give off stellar wind. And in that wind, there's what we call dust, carbon and silicates. That's actually what planets are made of, and us as well.
We are chatting with Associate Professor Alistair Graham on ABC Local Radio Queensland about this galaxy discovery. Alistair, does it have some sort of sexy, starry name at all?
Astronomers are pretty bad at this. No, it doesn't. It has a name which just consists of letters and numbers. We in our paper have tried to rename it the Emerald Cut Galaxy, given its resemblance to an emerald cut diamond. That's unofficial. Astronomers may pick up the name, they may not. But officially, it's LEDA074886.
Oh, one to really remember.
To explain that number, it's the 74,886th galaxy in a particular catalogue, a galaxy catalogue compiled by some French astronomers years ago.
Alistair, you also mentioned that if we have a pretty good telescope, we might be able to spot this particular galaxy. So where?
Ask me how big a telescope.
But in what general direction should we be looking for LEDA074886?
Well, from Queensland, it's pretty much, it does pass overhead. So looking up, and I think it was about November when we took our observations.
So you have to be patient. That's the big thing here. So the best way to describe this galaxy, an emerald-cut diamond in shape, 70 million light years away, so no one will be travelling there anytime soon, as much as Richard Branson might be trying.
If it helps give you an idea of what 70 million light years might be, if one was to take 70 of Milky Way-sized galaxies and place them edge-on, end-to-end, that would span the distance between us and this dwarf galaxy.
So the Milky Way itself is
100,000 light years across.
100,000 light years across.
We live in a pretty decent-sized galaxy. I think we can be proud of the size of our galaxy.
Yeah, I was always told size doesn't matter, Alistair.
Oh, yeah, it's a astronomers have always got to have the biggest telescope, blah, blah.
It has been great to chat. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Alistair.